As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh yeah, buddy, the sun is arising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Friday, April the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm on the web, they're on the web, we're all on the web today. www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. You might check out our two little websites and bookmark them. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today in the form of a guest, a special guest, Melody Hallett. She's going to be joining us. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call in now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join myself and Melody on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. I'd like to give a big shout-out today to Metro 1650 AM, and thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local audiences. I encourage everyone that has a micro-broadcaster to pick up this broadcast and spread it to the four winds as soon as possible. Times are really changing. So today we'll look at the gold sinking towards the $900 range, the stocks edging upwards a little bit. We have a very special guest, Melody Hallett, caller from Colorado. She's a Colorado talk radio host. She's the host of the Truth Quest broadcast. We're going to get into Agenda 21, protecting freshwater supplies, the Nestle buying up water rights, the bigger picture, the smaller picture, micro and macro economics, and so much more. But before we go there, let's go here and pick up those market reports for today. Friday, April the 3rd, 2007, active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading below 900, down $4.70, trading at $899.30. Silver off 18 cents as well, trading below 13 at $12.73. Platinum up a little bit, $5 up there. $1,160. Palladium off a buck, trading at 220. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 7,978, and the NASDAQ closed 1602. The U.S. Dollar Index up 16 basis points, trading at 84.43. Crude oil off 67 cents, trading at 51.97. The lows and the highs in the market so far, spot market today, 894.70 for the low, 9-10-20 for the high, and the markets are going to close in about 7 hours. Folks, you're going to want to get your pens and pencils and paper handy and take notes during this broadcast. There's a lot of information that's coming out that's going to be pertinent to you. No matter where you are in America, wherever you are around the world, water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. There's a larger picture going on in regards to your water as well as your food supplies, and that's going to be the focus of our broadcast when we come back from the first break. So take notes, listen carefully. We're going to be giving out contact information, how you can follow along with Melody's work that she does on KHAN, the local radio station out in Salida, her website, other information, lots of references. So you'll want to be ready to take notes. We'll also be going into Agenda 21 out of Chapter 18, talking about fresh water there as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back and get this broadcast rolling.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for those of you who are just joining us from the top of the hour news break that you may have been away on, this is the Friday, April the 3rd, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, my name is William Roberts. I'm going to be joined today, and am joined today, by a very special guest. A woman that is an activist and a broadcaster and is getting things done right where she are. She really understands the concept of Become Vocal Local and applying it on a local level. And there's a lot of interesting things coming out of her community, but also we're going to tie it together with a much larger global picture. Are you with me this morning, Mel?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, why don't you tell the audience just a little bit about who you are and where you broadcast and where your website is, and then we're going to go into this idea, this Nestle's plans that set off a water war, and we'll just let it go wherever it will today.
Okay, well, you just reminded me, today's my son's 40th birthday, so I got started being an activist a little bit late in the game here. I guess I was busy raising a son and a family, taking care of a family, but when I started seeing what was going on in the world, started asking questions, I had to figure out some way to become a part of it, and things just kind of fell into place. And so ultimately, I got on a radio station, a volunteer radio station, an LPFM radio station in Salida, Colorado, and started my own program, fumbling around. They gave me kind of the basics, and I had to learn as I went along, and I'm still learning as I'm going along. And then I decided to start going to some of the meetings in my community, and as things are in the world that's going on around us, it's going on around us and it's doing it on a local level. And so those of us that think that it's going on out there and it doesn't touch us, that's not true. So anything that we do locally can affect on a much larger scale if we start paying attention.
Absolutely. So, I agree with that completely. And you've got a couple of a website. It's givemesometruth.info, folks. That's www.givemesometruth.info. And from there, that'll lead you, you can click on the archives page. That'll lead you over to TruthQuest, the name of her broadcast. And Melody broadcasts live streaming audio that you can listen to on TruthQuest. And again, you access that by simply going straight through the Give Me Some Truth website, or you can also go, if you've got your pens handy, remember I recommend you get a pencil and paper ready, but you can go to khen.org, that's khen.org, and you can pick up the streaming audio of the broadcast. And Melody's program runs on Tuesday evenings from 9 o'clock until 11 p.m. Mountain Time. So you do the math wherever you are in the United States, around the world, from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time. You can pick up Truth Quest, and she's had many guests. I think you've got Alan Watt coming up again real soon, and she's had many other guests on. And so, you know, we're dealing with somebody who's talked with a lot of the folk out there in the know, and at the same time, she is becoming vocal local right where she is. And this is what I encourage all of us to do, take action. I was at a meeting last night, Melody, of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, and we had a man come in, and he was talking about how we need to prepare immediately to start being ready for the upcoming food wars and the scarcity model and so on. And it was a fascinating broadcast. He was very articulate, and I hope to have him join us on air as well. So anyway, back to your Truth Quest, and then if I got the information right, give me some truth.info. These are two places where the folks can go right now. They could go up there and check it out even as we're on air today. Is that right?
Yes, they can. And bear in mind, this is, again, this is a grandmother who just started trying to figure it out on their own, so I'm still trying to design the website.
Well, I have the same problem, Melody. My little website, I have not a clue. You know, people tell me, well, why don't you do something with it, you know, HTML and all that? Well, I don't have a clue. So if it wasn't for the charity of my webmaster, I would have nothing on the Internet whatsoever. But we just have to bear with it. We're a bunch of troglodytes coming in late. But nevertheless, the information that we're sharing, folks, is absolutely vital for you to understand. Let's go into this a little bit. I'll start off an article that I read in the past on another network. But this is an article out of the Denver Post, which really sets the pace for what we're going to talk about. This is out of the Denver Post, the 23rd of March, Salida. A plan to suck, truck, and bottle Arkansas Valley spring water has residents here crusading against the world's largest food and beverage company. Nestle is seeking to drain the blood off of Chaffee County, said Salida local Daniel Zettler during a fiery public hearing last week. Nestle, with 12 U.S. brands of bottled water and almost $4.3 billion in North American sales in 2007, came calling for the Arkansas Valley spring water about 2 years ago. The company wants to draw 65 million gallons a year from an aquifer feeding two freshwater springs near Nathrop, pipe it 5 miles to a truck stop, and then ship it 100 miles to Denver bottling facility. And it would be sold under the company's Arrowhead brand. So we're looking at almost an organic brand label here, Arrowhead. And we're talking about 65 million gallons of water being pumped out of an aquifer, a spring, on an annual basis. And of course, they will sell that. They'll bottle it, they'll truck it, they'll bottle it. And as much as I'm for capitalism, this kind of an intrusion on a water supply that would be perhaps a water supply for the Salida community and for the people in that watershed for centuries, this changes the whole dynamic. It changes the performance of that watershed as well when you start to suck it out, because water is always looking for the lowest level. And so water will start to come into this area from other places that it hasn't in the past. But let's pick it up there. What was the response of the public? What did you see on the ground? What did you hear? What do you know?
Well, essentially, when I started attending the meetings, there wasn't a lot of people in attendance. And so I'd sat through their presentation a couple of times where they were, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hour meetings, although I didn't go to the on-site inspection. They did a good enough job showing us in their graphs and charts of what they had in mind. And in that, there were a couple of things that I was listening for in the presentation is to a bigger picture. Because the size and amount of water that Nestle said that they were interested in coming here to go after just didn't seem to be that big of amount. I mean, it sounds a lot to the people here, but when you're dealing on the scale that Nestle deals with around the world, it would seem to be a minuscule amount of water. And I always like to think outside of the box instead of inside the box and look at what's in it for them to, where are they going to go with this project? In the presentation, he shows a huge recharge area, and it's though they'd mapped out this big area out behind this spring, which is about 3,000 gallons per minute of water that they were talking about that this spring is capable of producing, but they were only going to take a small amount of the water, and yet they keep the person, Bruce Lauterman.
Hold on a moment, Melody. We're going to come up on a break, folks. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll find out about this facilitated meeting. Stay with us. You're listening to Become Vocal Local.
Without breaking it.
Hold on.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
And we're back once again, and I'm talking with Melody Hallett today. We're talking about the Agenda 21, really. We're talking about water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. We've talked about the Green Cross Optimist in the past. Melody, we may bring that up again. But let's go back into it. You were basically experiencing what I would consider either a NEPA process where you're inside of a public information meeting, or perhaps this was a facilitated meeting by Nestle or by your community. Which one was it? Was Nestle running the meeting?
Well, no, it was a crossover between both, and I'm not sure if it was a NEPA meeting or not, because I didn't really hear the term come up so much, but it could well have been. I mean, it was pretty, they've been following the same framework for all the meetings, so the first couple of meetings, you know, again, the presentation was about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then the last two presentations, they took that hour and a half meeting and made it close to 7 hours.
Okay.
And before the public really got to do their comment, like it was almost done on purpose.
Right, trying to draw basically wear everybody out. Now, let me go into the room visually in my mind, and let's see if I can paint the picture, and then if I'm not, correct me. But when you come into the room, as you go in, there's this, probably a sign-in table or something, and everybody puts their name on paper, and you might get a handout. Now, when you go into the room, was the room set up in chairs, like in a just a regular, like a speech or an auditorium, or was it the chairs set around tables?
No, this was done in an auditorium situation because it had already I've been to some of those round table meetings. They've had those for the county master plans.
Okay.
And so this one was designed just for public to see the presentations, and then they had a special group that they had been set up to I'm not quite sure what the backgrounds of the people were, but I'll tell you, there wasn't anybody very young on it. So,
okay. Did they have like tables around the back of the room, and they had different breakouts there where you could go and ask specific questions?
No, this was all done in an auditorium.
In an auditorium. And did they use a PowerPoint presentation?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it was PowerPoint presentation to an auditorium seating with no special tables, nothing happening out in the lobby. Basically, did you get handouts when you came in, a packet?
Well, they could have, but see, I didn't come early on. I came usually about 15 minutes to a half hour late, so I may have missed that part if they had that. And ultimately, what I was trying to listen for was just different keywords and find out where this presentation was going. I've been to enough of these meetings now to know that they pretty much follow a specific pattern. And so these guys, I mean, like this person that came here from Nestle came here almost a year or so early just to kind of feel out the area so that he knew how to sell the project to the people.
Okay, so the presenter is actually resident in around Salida somewhere?
Yes.
Do they have an office set up, or is?
Well, no, I'm not sure if he resides here or not, but he's spent a lot of time here.
Yes, I can appreciate that. So, folks, what I was trying to do there was to find out whether or not we're dealing with like a textbook NEPA meeting, or whether we're dealing with a dialogue to consensus meeting, a consensus building meeting, or whether we're just now at the point where we're doing public information and public notice. And it sounds to me, Melody, like they pretty well have their plans set. And now they're just trying to help to bring up public awareness to it and get the last little bit of public support and buy-in that they can get. But it sounds to me like it's pretty well set in concrete already.
Right. I mean, they had, like I said, they had this specific public group, and I'm not quite sure how the people were chosen. They may have been volunteers to join this group that would be, they had their time period to question Nestle, and then we had the building department and the various administrative people that have been there, and then you had your county commissioners, and then they may have had their water district people in and out of there. And so ultimately the same presentation was given to all of the different groups by Nestle, and it was then on the last two when they had the public comment days, And they have some more coming up because there's two ends of the county and they wanted to make sure everybody had a chance to come in and give their opinion. And so my overall view is that most of the people are very emotional about this and don't understand that Nestle's done this all over the world probably hundreds of times.
Right.
And so this, they have, you know, they've got us figured out every way coming and going and expect us to react a certain way and figure that, you know, I mean, the project's going to go through no matter what. And all we can do, in my mind, is to slow them down and or make the public aware that there's a much bigger picture going on here.
Okay, now this, in the article here, they talk about an anti-Nestle group, the Chaffee County Citizens for Sustainability. The comment here from a Michelle Riggio, and I apologize if that's not the way she's pronounced her names, but it's the risks are too great and there are not enough proven benefits, so why try? Is this anti-Nestle group the one that had the opportunity to speak at the meeting and was basically speaking for the opposition?
I guess I'm not following you on speaking for the opposition.
During the meeting, they're presenting the positive side, the benefits to gain and whatnot, and they opened up a time period, if I heard you correctly, for speakers against the program. And at that time, some spokesman for or part of this Chaffee County Citizens for Sustainability made their comment. Is that right or not?
No, actually, the Citizens for Sustainability were very much against it. If I'm following what you're asking.
Exactly,
here.
They're the opposition. Yeah. So they spoke in opposition to the proposal.
Right, right. But there was a lot of opposition there. But I found out of, you know, probably 40 or so different people at that particular meeting, probably maybe two that, to me, alluded to the bigger picture of what's going on. And that's been my concern. I spoke up at a meeting that I had no intention of speaking up at, and that was the first one where they had worn most of the audience out and everybody had left. So there was just a few people there to really speak up and present some their viewpoints. And what I did at that meeting was I wanted to ask Nestle what – I was trying to see where Nestle was in the Agenda 21 arena because – and I had quite a bit of surprise on the face of the people in the room because no one knew what Agenda 21, which really told me a whole lot.
Yeah, that's pretty typical. It's one of the reasons why early on I decided to get the book and carry it, not the great tome, but the condensed version, if you will. It's still a long, lengthy read, 40 chapters, but nevertheless, it's one of the reasons why I got involved and got that one, and then the other documents, because wherever I go, whenever I'm dealing with county commissioners, planning commissions, even school board people, county sheriffs, just about anywhere that you're talking with candidates for office or people that are office holders, I always try to get into the question, have they read Agenda 21? Are they aware of Agenda 21? Do they know anything about the United Nations Program of Action for Sustainable Development? And usually, if you wait and just let them put themselves in that box, they'll say something about sustainable or visioning or something like that. And as soon as they mention them, they're triggers to me that they either A, are just using dialogue that they don't understand, or B, that they're actually a facilitator, a change agent, and working to bring this into a community. But we're going to take a break right here, folks. We will be right back on the other side with our special guest, Melody Hallett. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting edge talk radio.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned. Once again, the call-in number, folks, is 866-841-1065. We'll have Melody with us for both hours. So if you have a question in regards to water everywhere and not a drop to drink, you're certainly welcome to call in today. But Melody, as we're going into the break, we were just starting to dive into a little bit of the bigger picture. Some of the greater scope and the lack of understanding and lack of knowledge of the people, not only that we encounter in our day-to-day walk, but also at the official level. Let's go into that a little bit more. What was your take on some of the people, and like the county commissioners or the city council member, people that were going, basically, I believe that they've already gone through the public buy-in process. They're probably already starting to mentally allocate tax revenue, gross numbers, figures, demographics, etc. But what was your experience with some of them as you started to inquire into the backstory of this particular issue?
Well, I guess what I'm – are you talking about the Nestle or talking about the Agenda 21 aspect?
Well, I'm talking about the local people and either Nestle or Agenda 21, but the locals, people in the street, and also the county commissioners, the county people, the city people, when you talked with them about this, where were they coming from? How were they responding to your questions?
Well, my area is very up on sustainable development, and they're all into the environment and this whole area has just transformed into wilderness areas all around us. I mean, I think something between 80 and 85% of the land in our county alone has been government controlled in some form or fashion.
Federal, not state, but federal control.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Wilderness areas and things like that. All right.
Right. And I didn't even notice it happening until I started looking at maps, and I'm going, oh, I didn't remember this being a wilderness area and that sort. Well, then when I started going to a meeting here or there, I started hearing terminology that, I mean, you saw it repeated over and over and over. It was like a mantra.
Exactly.
and you start going, then you start asking questions, and that's the whole thing is starting to ask questions, because most people, when you go to these, you know, I went to like building planning meetings, I went to county commissioner meetings, I went to county master plan meetings, school board meetings, or school was trying to raise money to build more infrastructure meetings. You find the same languages out there when you go to these different meetings, and they're all trying to be security related and sustainable and green, but they never tell you what that means.
Exactly. And it's part of the dialogue, and folks, it's one of those so very important things for you to understand about on this particular broadcast and of several others out there. What I'm trying to do is to bring to you guests that have experienced this or understand this phenomena, if you will, but to understand that we're all being dialogued. You know, our words are so very important, and the master blasters from Bernays, Edward Bernays and forward, the propagandists, Joseph Goebbels, forward, all of this last century, they've been master planning the use of propaganda to dialogue us into a new, greener global pasture, if you will. And so through the use of language, we've talked on this broadcast, Melody, about the Tavistock Institute and the research that I did there on their website about localism and things like that, and discovering that the Tavistock Institute's a long time propaganda arm over in England, and that they helped to create, the language of change. They are change agent trainers, if you will. And so much of what we see at the local level, much of what you're seeing right in Colorado, what we see here in Missouri, down in Arkansas, anywhere you are in the United States, folks, in foreign countries as well. But in the United States, we have the University Extension Program. And ever since back in the old days, when Sidney and Beatrice Webb George Bernard Shaw were just setting up the Fabian Socialist Wing, there are again carry-ons from Lord and Lady Amberley and Bertrand Russell and all the rest of them, and the roundtable groups and all of that. But from the time that they started setting that all up, they started looking at the University Extension Program as an excellent way to come out into the rural areas and acquire public buy-in through education, very carefully developed educational programs that would help the local people understand and use the language that we were being moved into, the new, it's basically logical positivism. It's a language game. And so things like green and things like sustainable, words like that, these are all words in a language game that are getting us to move towards a picture that has already been painted for us. And we just find ourselves as actors and stakeholders in this greater game. But when you start to talk to, like as Melody said, you talk to your school board, you talk to your city council, you talk to the Chambres de Commerce, the Chamber of Commerce, your extension agent, anybody that you go into government service and have any kind of a lengthy conversation, it won't be long before they start rolling out the language of change. And some of them are adept, and some of them are just neophytes, you know, and they really have so little understanding. But very, very few have ever read the documents. Very few have ever read Agenda 21. Very few ever visit the United Nations websites and go up and look at all of the different organs and bodies that were established there. But anyway, getting back to the local level, right where you are, one of the things that that interests me about this particular process, Melody, is that this spring that they're looking at tapping into, and the recharge area above it, you're in the mountains. You're in the mountains of Colorado along the Arkansas River, which flows down this way. Obviously. And so when we start talking about locking up watersheds, folks, when we start and introduce our guests and topics that have to do with watersheds, we're talking about from the top of one set of mountains to the top of another set of mountains, and everything, all of the water that is in that basin is all becomes part of a watershed. And when you, the government, if you will, whether it's federal or state or international, when you start locking up and taking a possessory interest in watersheds, you are talking about many, many, many millions of square miles, oftentimes thousands and thousands of square miles of ground that all feed into this. So there's probably some geologic maps that you got to see. They figured out basically there's a basin up there, an underground basin, stone very likely, where this water that is the source of this spring, where it kind of puddles up or congregates under the soil. And so through a process of drilling exploratory wells, the well monitoring or water well monitors is they're a well. And they drill the well down in various places, and then they can monitor the speed at which water will come back in based upon various pumping rates. And so they've come up with this number, this 65 million gallons a year, looking at an ability to produce that much water out of this particular puddle of water in the mountains.
Now, you have a background in that, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I worked with Hart Krauser and Associates out in Washington, in Seattle, and also R&M Engineering and Geological Supply up in Alaska, survey up in Alaska. And when I was with Hart Krauser, one of the things that we did was put in monitoring wells like that. And so I didn't physically do it. I wasn't one of the geologists. I was the drafter, the office person that drew up all of the maps and drew up all of the reports and then turned into all the graphs. And so you fairly well learn in the process of doing that basically what's happening. And then, of course, I had the chance to talk with the principals and the geologists. So I can understand this process pretty well. And when you go in and start getting involved with or tampering with a water puddle like this, an underground source of water, and you yank that water out at an accelerated pace, faster than what the spring could produce, obviously they'll be creating a vacuum and water will be coming from other sources. Well, whether this is still going to be that clean, crystal clear, bottleable water or not, after a few years of this kind of sucking and pumping, is to be determined. Around here in southwest Missouri, we've got a lot of these chicken plants, processing plants and feed processors, and chicken houses. People who raise confined feeding operations, they raise hundreds of thousands of chickens and turkeys. And so in order to do that, you have to pump considerable amount of water out of the ground. And when you do that, people's wells in the areas start to become contaminated with inflows that are, as the water pressure is sucked up out of the ground, it creates a vacuum. And so water from your own septic tanks and things like that, and water upwards from you in the reservoir, that all starts to seep in. And so the downside potential, folks, can be huge. We'll pick it up on the other side. I hope you're enjoying this broadcast. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we're back, and we're talking with Melody Hallett today, my special guest from Colorado. She's also a talk radio host. She's the host of the Truth Quest program. It's a broadcast that airs on Tuesday evenings from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock Mountain Time. You can pick up the live streaming audio at www.khen.org. That's khen.org. You can also visit her website. It's givemesometruth.info. Givemesometruth.info. And that'll give you a link over there to the archive page and live streaming audio access as well. Like my website, kind of just a basic one, provides what you need when you need to have it without going into lots of detail. But let's go back, Melody, and close out this hour with just a little bit more about the local issue, trying to paint a good word picture for the audience to understand. And then in the second hour, when we come back, we can come back into it from the standpoint of the greater picture, the global picture, the control of water, the control of food, and those sorts of issues. But right now, locally, let's just finish up some of the more things that they might be seeing, the audience might be seeing in their own local newspapers, things coming up, articles that they could be aware of, that sort of thing. When you started seeing this come down the pike, obviously you were already starting to become aware of the issues. You saw the meeting notices, no doubt, in the newspapers, and you started going to these meetings. But let's cover that just a little bit more. Some of your other experiences with the locals and with the local officials.
Well, you know, there's somebody in the chat rooms mentioning Maurice Strong, and that's actually how I kind of got interested in the bigger picture of what's going on and how it ties to us locally, because Maurice Strong is doing this on an international basis through the UN, and he's tied to Agenda 21, and in fact, he introduced it at the Rio Earth Summit.
Yes, he was the Secretary General of that summit.
Right, and well, he has got a place about 60 miles south of here. It's called the Boca Grande, and he's kind of a interesting person, because when you start, and this is one of the one things that I really find important, is to start looking at the backgrounds of the people that you start seeing their names, because and so I started investigating him. But what I have a co-host on my program periodically, Dr. Eric Carlstrom. He was already dealing with Maurice Strong and them in an aquifer down in the valley below us, and how they were going to want to drill for oil down there, and they have a really fine water aquifer down there, and that pumps quite a bit of water. It goes into the Rio Grande, as opposed to the Arkansas watershed. And he found, we found all the same characteristics going on. Well, they actually had people move into the area to try to guide the process through everything that the globalists wanted to get a hold of this water would take place. They were bringing in out of the country with Canadian connections, which Maurice Strong is a Canadian, these drilling operations. And Nestle, being is a foreign corporation, which a lot of, I mean, we don't have much in the way of American corporations that anymore that don't have global tendrils or are owned globally. So we've got all these corporations eyeing our resources. And unless you understand on a big global scale of how our resources are being eyed to be the prize, that was why I started looking at what was going on with Nestle. I'm going, well, the positioning of where this spring is also, I just happened to show up to a meeting by accident. I didn't even plan to go to this meeting, and yet they started talking about this big geothermal project going on in our area. Well, this thing's going to be huge, and they're doing the studies right now. And we are in a big geothermal area, so it would make so much sense, but I'm going, well, the distribution place would be right through where Nestle is parked. And to me, if I was Nestle, I would be looking at that geothermal project, and if I knew the latest I heard was something about 40 states possibly going bankrupt, and if the states own the water, then their most prized resource is going to be water, and so that's where they're going to be able to raise the most money if, you know, they sell it. And so I started just looking at the bigger picture. And again, we're at the headwaters of a major river source, too. And so being over an aquifer, a geothermal area, springs, you know, and then various cities down the road to be, if you're going to privatize the water, what a great position.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, folks, from the standpoint of where one of the things that Melody mentioned in the last segment, the presence or the existence of wilderness areas, these reserve areas. Now, we just had recent legislation following on the heels of Hillary Clinton's trip to China, but we just had recent legislation bringing even more area under federal control, large, huge tracts of land, folks. And as many of you are well aware, on this network particularly, you know, we're just creating trillions and trillions of monies out of the thin air, and any investor that buys that paper, anyone that buys up those debts, is going to be looking to collateralize their debts. And folks, they're looking at we the people. We're part of, we're the human resources in this mix. They're looking at all of the natural resources, not just in the United States, but around the world. And some of the prime resources are energy grounds, like geothermal areas, places where you can store spent waste fuels, nuclear sites that you can drill out, places that you can extract high-quality, high-grade ores and things like that, and certainly water and food and food and water and food, because between these three, energy, water, and food, you not just control the population, but you dictate the population. You may be able to have a tremendous amount of power if you print the money. But if you can control the food, the water, and all of the energy supplies, the people are going to come when you call. And all you'll have to do is whistle, because they'll get right in line. And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing here. And you're right, Melody, and a good insight into that when you're looking at these issues. Where is the location? Where are they planning to drill? Where are they? They're trying to, well, what did he say? Who was it? Will Rogers? Says buy land. They ain't making no more of this stuff, and buy land in the path of progress and let it roll over the top of you. So here Nestle's coming in perhaps touting bottled water at 65 million gallons a year, which, as you said, doesn't really amount to a hill of beans or a row of peas in the global scheme. But if they can be right in the path of progress, or if they can provide cooling water to some geothermal thing, that's a real prize and something that they could fight for. And I think you're absolutely right, too. I've seen this sort of thing happen, where someone will move into an area, and they'll be here for a year or maybe 18 months, and then the next thing you know, they've been appointed as a city administrator or as a 911 director or something like that. And you know they've been pre-positioned. They have the background. They have the skills. The door is open. They're probably having meetings on the side. And then when it's time to pop the plan, they just happen to already be resident in the community.
Well, people have to understand that they're schooling these people in probably in our colleges and wherever to come in and do this sort of thing. When I went to our county master plan meeting, my question to the people at the meeting is, are you guys paying any attention to the international issues that go along with this? And they all looked at me again as like, why would you ask that? I says, well, you've got an international building code. Wouldn't that be kind of a clue?
And it is a clue. And some of them are clueless, and some of them are just wise as snakes, you know, and they're just laying back there in the background. And I've had county commissioners, you know, just say, say that I'm lying in the meetings. You know, I'm up and I'm talking about Agenda 21. Oh, he's just lying. You know, if you can't discredit the message, then you always attack the messenger. And one of the techniques, and I've got the books right here. I mean, we could roll it out, Melody. I could go through the University Extension, University of Missouri, Lincoln University program on how to run these meetings, how to be a facilitator, and how to be a change agent in your areas. So this stuff is very well schooled, and you're absolutely right. There's degree programs in this, folks. It's such a con that it's a con.
Right. Right. And it is a conspiracy. That's why they call us conspiracy theorists in the beginning, so they will kill the argument. So we are put on the defensive right up front.
That's exactly right. And so these are some of the things, folks, that we need to be paying attention to. We're going to go into this deeper on the second side of this broadcast in the second hour. We haven't but scratched the surface. I surely hope you'll stay right with us. And we will say goodbye to some of our affiliates. And we'll pick it up on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com. Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
always in many ways, so is Thomas Schwartz. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Friday, April the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and today I'm joined by Melody Hallett, a Colorado talk radio host. Her broadcast is Truth Quest, and I encourage you to take notes, listen carefully. In the beginning, in the first hour, we forego the walked around or avoided today any lengthy discussion of the financial stuff. Just gave the closings. Gold was trading down. It's below 900. And we went right into this bigger and greater topic, this more, I think, more important topic. United Nations, the involvement with water and food, restricting resources, and we talked about the local issues there, how Nestle's was coming in to get involved with and take control of a watershed, an aquifer to pump it out of the ground, pump it over to a transfer station, and then take it on off to the big city for bottling. But it seems that it's just part of a bigger picture, something that may be even greater than that. And when we think about these local issues, folks, they're not just happening out in Salida, California. They're not happening in Chaffee County. They're not just happening here in Southwest Missouri. They're happening all over the United States. And no matter where they come, they always come in the same costume. They come as a brand new thing. Never heard of this before. No prior experience. No documentation. This is going to be good for us. This is going to be good for our county. We need the money. We could use the tax revenue. It'll create new jobs and more people to move in. There'll be houses and construction. There'll be better tax revenues for the schools. It's the same claptrap and window dressing no matter where I have found it. And so we need to be aware of that. And we need to be prepared locally to become vocal local and actually block these globalist agendas as they come into existence right where we are. And that we can do. It's a powerful position when you have the knowledge and you're willing to act on that knowledge. As others have already done, and out in Salida, a group was formed. This is an anti-Nestle group. They called themselves the Chaffee County Citizens for Sustainability. But I wonder there whether or not somebody inside that group that helped to name that was an insider. Anytime I see sustainable, Melody, or sustainability or visioning and things like that, to me they're an indicator that there might be a worm in that apple, that someone is in there championing the Agenda 21 cause on one side and railing against the nasty capitalist and advancing an anti-capitalist motion on the other side. And this is that old Hegelian dialectic. The problem, the reaction, the solution, the thesis, the antithesis, and the synthesis. What they want to do is to get away with your water and bring you under their thumb. But in order to do that, they bring out the company as the big company here, Nestle, one of the largest food and beverage companies in the world, transnational in every aspect, and then they bring in a local sustainability group championing for the green cause. And then they pit the two against them in public meetings. And then they merge together and they agree with a little bit, we have to be more sustainable. You're right, community. We need to be more sustainable. We need to be more green. You're right, community. We'll be more green. And look, we'll even fix up your dikes, your piers, your wharfs, and your levees. But let us have this aquifer. Once they get the aquifer, you'll be blessed to get any of the things they promised you, just as we've seen from Barry the usurper. But Melody, in the last couple of seconds of this first segment, which is the shortest of the day, tell the audience again, just a bare thumb sketch about you and your net.
Well, I do a program, Truth Quest, and it's on an LPFM radio station that is all volunteer, and it's community supported. And in other words, anybody that wants to do a radio program, if they'll take the class, they get to do the program, if it's approved, within reason.
Great. Well, so there you go, folks, right in your town. What's holding you back? Let's get some more local power stations up there and carry this broadcast across all 3,066 counties. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short intermission.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back right here on the Friday, April the 3rd, 2009, second hour of today's Become Vocal Local broadcast coming to you across Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and my guest today is Melody Hallett out of Colorado. We're talking water, water issues, global water control, etc. And as we mentioned in the previous hour, a lot of this can be found, folks, and good background obtained by simply turning to Agenda 21. This was a an Earth Summit out of Rio de Janeiro in 1992, of which Maurice Strong was the Secretary General, and it is the Program of Action for Sustainable Development. I like to think of this as the agenda for the 21st century. They're laying out their plans 100 years in advance. We, the people, oftentimes will plan 2, maybe 3 or 4 days in advance, but the intergenerational drive for global control that has gone on for hundreds of years, 500 at least, ever since the Protestant Reformation, if you will, transformed the roadmap, and we stepped across the threshold from the old world order into the new world order. And so now we've got this whole new paradigm, and they've laid out an agenda, a master plan for the next 100 years. And so we can turn to Chapter 18 of Agenda 21. It's titled Protection of the Quality and Supply of Freshwater Resources, the Application of Integrated Approaches to the development, management, and use of water resources. And if you read it on first glance, as some do, no more than they would, you know, attention that they would give to something than a furry Freak Brothers cartoon or a Mad magazine or a sidebar in a local Time magazine or something like that. If you read it casually, chances are very good that you won't go more than just a few paragraphs and you'll put the book down. It was written that way. And it all sounds so warm and fuzzy. But Melody, when you dissect this material, it turns from warm and fuzzy to a multi-headed hydra, and every one of those heads has a mouthful of fangs worse than an alligator or a possum. And so, folks, we need to be very well aware of this. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to the United Nations website, that's UN.org, or you can go to their publications website. I believe it's still unp.un.org, and rummage around in there and see if you can't find yourself a copy of Agenda 21 and get a copy of it for yourself. They're not that expensive. I think I paid $25 or $30 plus shipping for it. And you can also check over on www.freedomadvocates.org and go to their bookstore, and they may still have copies available that you can acquire through them. But get a copy of it and read it. I mean, we'll read more of this when we don't have a guest. I'm not averse, Melody, to just sitting down and reading wholesale right out of these texts on air, largely because I know that for the average listener, they're not likely to go grab these books and buy them, or they're so cash-strapped like most of us that they couldn't afford to add it to their library. But these are the actual documents, folks. And when we work from the documents and then speak truth to power, then we're working locally from a far better position than many of the people who advocate, because they haven't bothered to read these documents. They're just getting paid to be on the stage. But let's pick it up there. Where would you like to go in this hour, Melody?
This is one that you could spend hours and hours and hours on, but I did want to say that one thing that kind of struck me is when I did start seeing the Nestle name in the area, I was kind of surprised that they didn't change their name, because I've found a lot of times in these water companies that they do change, they morph. And but in a sense, when I'm sitting at these meetings and I'm hearing 38, 40 people say the same reasons why they don't want Nestle here, and then understanding from other people that I've talked to that what they do is they'll take all those objections and then they cull them out of the argument and or neutralize their argument.
Yes. And that's when, if you folks, if you've never been in a consensus meeting, in the last hour I tried to get a feeling for how these meetings were actually going, but the way a consensus meeting often works is that when you come into one of these advertised meetings where they're going to tell you all about something, you come in and the room is separated out into round tables. They're just tables. Sometimes they're square, but generally they're round tables. And then beside each of the tables, there's an easel, and it has a paper flip chart on it. And so the first thing that happens to you when you come in after you've signed in and you've got your little info packet is that they break up the room into these tables. So instead of having a theater seating type of a process and then going through a PowerPoint or some other kind of a presentation, they break you up. That's the divide and conquer thing. And then they place different people at each of the tables. But what is my experience, Melody, in the various NEPA meetings that I've been to and the consensus meetings that I've gone to, is that typically there will be a plant at every table. If you were to get into a lengthy conversation with them, you'll find out that they're working for the Department of Conservation, or this person works for the Department of the Interior, or this person is just visiting in town, or this person actually is an employee of Nestle. And they're sitting at the table, and they've got pre-planned bullet points, talking points, and when they're asking around the table, well, what do you think? How do you feel? They're reaching for your emotions. What do you think? How do you feel? They write them down on this flip chart. And then, of course, the plant always puts in the kind of talking points that they want to hear. And then when they take all of this material away, Melody, they turn it into a report, and they put out the report, the printed version of it, and you'll find that what gets into the report are those bullet points, and your points will go to the trash bin.
Right. And those meeting, they've already made their preconceived outcomes. And they love to use the term consensus. It isn't consensus at all. It's a ultimately they have three or four things written down on paper, and it's like being at a cattle barn. They guide us through whatever chute they want us to go through.
That's exactly right. Humorous. It's horrible.
So,
it's horrible. I mean, you know, really, the problem really is, I mean, we could start any place. You know, is this a big issue? This is a big issue. You could start in kindergarten, folks. We start out with the educational process, and by the time you get out, you know, you come into school, a beautiful young person, you know, boy or girl, male, female, however you want to look at it. You come into school, this beautiful little ready to start the world, eyes wide open, ears wide open. And through a process of 13 years, everybody punches your computer card with everything from who knows what to who knows what. And by the time you get out of school, you've learned to sit and heal and stay and speak and shut up and lie down and, you know, beg for your cookie. And you come out, you might as well be a collie or a German shepherd, because you're no longer a person. You're no longer a people. You're no longer male or female. You're just a human being, a politically socialized creature, and you're ready to then go on and be part of the global community. And they anticipate that in these meetings, and you're right. I mean, they just, they treat you, you know, really like a dog throughout the whole process. It's Pavlovian, to say the least.
Well, I've found that, and I don't know where I got it from in my genetics or whatever, but I've always been one that thinks outside the box. And not that I haven't thought inside the box, but I've never felt comfortable there, so I always find a way to kind of slip out and start looking at the bigger picture. And unfortunately, most people are not comfortable going there. Or if they are, they don't stay there and start looking at finding out that when I did.
Oops. Here comes the break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
whole range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we are back right here on Become Vocal Local. And once again, folks, the call-in number is 866-841-1065, internationally and around America. Feel free to call in if you like. And back to you, Melody. Before we went into the break, we were just starting to climb out of the box and look at the bigger picture. Let's go there. Let's go into more of the global direction and get outside of these local issues, spot issues, single issue. Actually, I call them symptoms. Symptoms of a greater social disease, a super social disease. Let's climb out of the box and see what things look like from above.
Well, the way I kind of look at it is like a spider web. I mean, no matter where you're at, it's all interconnected. And when I did an interview with Joan Bion, and we, with my co-host, Dr. Carlstrom, and we come to the conclusion there's like over, at that point in time, there's over 5,000 groups that meet that on a regular basis. So that's so many hundreds a day. Right now, just with the G20 going on, there's a big symposium going on about with NASA going on in Colorado Springs, and next week there'll be a big one with the UN World Forum next in Boulder. I mean, these things are meeting everywhere all the time, and they're all focused on this one issue, but they're doing it with whatever method and aspect that is their project. So in other words, there is not an aspect of our lives that they have not figured out how they control. And that's what they're aiming at, so that it all leads to this one road. And so it doesn't matter where we get active in the process, one way or the other, it's still going to meet up at the same point. So if this is where you're becoming local, vocal local is so important, because it's about becoming active. And not expecting somebody else to do it for you, because if you expect somebody else to do it for you, no, they're going to do it for themselves. And unfortunately, all of them are going to get hoodwinked in the process. Now, that's the real irony of what corporations will do. They eat their own.
When I first came across Joan Bion back in early 2002 or 3, somewhere in there, the first time I ever heard her on the air, and she mentioned that in her experience and her understanding, you know, at any one time, folks, globally, the United Nations and all of their various organs and bodies are having meetings, and that oftentimes more than 5,000 of these meetings will occur in a year, and that means that there's that many happening every single day all around the world. It is absolutely, absolutely impossible to keep track of all of this. And be effective against all of that. But that's just the beginning of the story. If you go back and study, and we've talked about it on Air Melody, about the concept of pluralism. Pluralism was a socialist idea, came up, one of the writers that I have in my Encyclopedia of Social Sciences that writes to that is Harold J. Lasky, really a super socialist. But nevertheless, the idea of pluralism is so crafty, because by the creation of endless numbers of groups, you can basically do end runs on national constitutions and state constitutions. You can do end runs on local government. In fact, you do end runs on government altogether. And it is the groups that become actually the government. They're all of the little birds that are on the wire fence cheeping and chirping. Well, feed me, wipe our noses. And so government, so to speak, the established two-party political systems here in the United States of America, they respond to these groups. I don't know, listeners, have you ever called in to your senator's office or your legislator's office or your county council or county commission, and they always ask you the question, and what group are you with? Who do you represent? You know, and if you say, well, I don't belong to a group, or I'm representing myself, who do you represent? You know, do you represent me or what? You know, then they can just marginalize anything and everything you say. They'll put you on the yellow slip rather than on the pink slip or on the hot slip. And your comments will just basically go out the window. So it's always group-driven, and it's important to understand that. And it's part of this dialogue. It's part of the dialectic that we're dealing with. But outside of the box from the large size, looking down, we talk about the GIS, the GPS Global Governance System, where a GIS is a geographic information system. And right out of Agenda 21 here, we can see that in Chapter 18, 1812, it says this. It says, all states, according to their capacity and available resources and through bilateral and multilateral cooperation, including the United Nations and other relevant organizations as appropriate, could implement the following activities to improve integrated water resources management. And then they go into a laundry list. And as you read through the list, folks, your hair just stands up because you realize that what's being built internationally, basically what they're doing, in my researched opinion, is they have developed the capacity to count every grain of sand, every hair on your head, every face, every nose, every eyeball, every chicken, every drop of water, every carrot, every pea, and database where all of those are, and then develop distribution systems of control. And so from a water standpoint, these issues are happening everywhere, and they mask and they costume, you know, all these various corporations hide behind all of their various logos. You might think you're drinking ABC's Nature Right. In this case, it would have been the Arrowhead brand or Arrow brand of organic water, you know. And yet, when you go in and you peel back the layers of the onion, you go right back to the same handful of transnational corporations. And they're looking at all aspects of our lives everywhere around the planet. And each area has certain natural resources that are in abundance where another nation has less. But one of the things, Melody, that I've found, and I think it's so important to understand, is that this is not, there's no equity in this system unless you understand equity as the absence of law. In other words, folks, in the developing countries, in the southern hemisphere countries, in the East, the Orient, Asia, Africa, and South America, and other places, in the small island communities, they have a different set of rules. The standards and the bar of excellence is set impossibly high environmentally in the developed countries. But the bar and all of the rules and regulations are excused in equity to the developing countries. And so we're being asked to provide or transfer our wealth and our resources and our knowledge and our technologies all over the planet. And the idea, ultimately, is to bring us all down to the same grinding level of poverty and subservience internationally. And they'll do this through the control of food and water and land.
Right, because that's ultimately what they're after here, is they're after our private property. And Agenda 21 is designed to take down everyone's sovereignty. It's tied to everything in our life.
I don't think any caller or anyone that sat down and read this book, it's got like 294 pages, folks. No, 294 pages in it. But if you were to sit down and read this book, if you were to consider it a dartboard and you threw any area of your life or any of your needs or any of your wants or any of your desires or any of your dreams, if you were to use this book like a dartboard, you could be able to throw your darts at Agenda 21 and you would hit on specific points throughout this whole thing. They have thought this out. They have brainstormed it, think tanked it, and basically through the well, I guess it's another part of the outside of the box, but you go back to Y2K, all of that hysteria, you know, everybody was getting their generators and their storage food and collecting thousands of rounds of ammo and gold and silver coins. The whole deal there, folks, was to bring us under a global computer system. It was a global network of computers. It was time at that time to go up to the gigabytes. We had to go up to the new software, interoperability. We had to go up to the internet on a global scale. And that was largely what was affected there.
I thought it was a Pavlovian dogs exercise.
Well, that too, because they were certainly looking to see how people would respond. You know, but if folks, if you think by any stretch of the imagination this is fear-mongering, you know, you're just not hanging on there with us, and do listen often to this broadcast because we don't deal with that. But there are real, genuine, that was the full focus of our meeting last night. There are real and genuine food and water issues that we need to be aware of. And on the other side of this
break, we'll talk about that. Stay with us.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, folks, and the call-in number is 866-841-1065. And as we were going into the break, I just got an idea in my mind, and whenever something pops into my mind, it inevitably pops right out of my mouth. And so being totally capable of thinking faster than I can speak, I'll have to go back now. So let me do that and say that there are very, very serious, real, genuine scarcity issues and things that we need to be aware of as the seed bank is basically diminishing out of existence. You know, there used to be hundreds of varieties of apples and other things that now we're down to just, you go to the store and you look, folks, and what do you got? Four different kinds, Fuji apples, Golden Delicious, Red Delicious, etc. You look at the various carrots and things that are out there. You've got the same kind of variety of carrot that's offered. You've got the same head of broccoli. You've got the same squashes and things. When you walk through the produce aisles, you go up and down the aisles in the grocery store, you see the same things, only now they're canned or frozen or processed. We have a real problem here, folks. Things that our ancestors, you know, seeds that they'd carried along just wasn't long ago in Iraq. I think they had something about
taking all of the cultivars that the Iraqi people have kept for thousands of years, and now they want to use these Monsanto Terminator gene things and taking away their seeds, and now they, for the global cabal, so to speak, have built that Arctic seed vault where they're storing away these seeds for themselves in the future. But our food supplies are dwindling and dwindling rapidly, and let's not forget that in just 2 or 3 days the grocery shelves could be empty if they shut the system off. So much of our food and so much of our water, you know, I mean, it's catch as catch can. And so we understand then that the transnationals are positioning themselves very, very carefully so that they would be able to affect total control through food, through water, etc. So let's go back into that, Melly, and from your perspective, let's continue opening up this can of worms and look outside the box at the larger picture. When we look at food or water, it's just one part of a huge matrix, one part of a huge puzzle. Let's talk more about that puzzle.
Well, like when I saw that, you know, like Nestle was coming in here, I started looking at the other water companies, because actually before I saw Nestle coming in here, I was again looking at Maurice Strong and what his ties were. A lot of these people, if they're tied to one resource, they will be tied to another. It's kind of like a big Ponzi scheme, and they will put themselves at the top of every pyramid, kind of like Al Gore has done. I mean, he's like, you know, he's going to make huge amounts of money off of the CO2E on the carbon credits and that sort of thing. But at the same time, he's been involved in coal and oil and many other areas that we probably aren't even aware of, because these guys will be on, you know, 10, 50, 100 boards maybe. And they all run into each other. So when you start really looking at their backgrounds, you know, they may be very philanthropic, but at the same time, because of the nature of the beast, they're also dealing in aspects of that can be very clandestine in some of them's case. And the really good righteous corporations are usually bought out and gone.
Well, that's exactly true. Not only the corporations, but also groups have the same problem. But let's say you've got a shirt company, and you make an all cotton, shirt in a variety of different styles and patterns and things like that. And you're using U.S. cotton and you're using U.S. labor. If you're doing well and your bottom line looks pretty good, you have to get involved with the banking system somehow. And the way that it works, and I've been trying to bring this out on air, to talk about the commercial paper, commercial banking, and investment banking, to show just what you were saying, this interlocking existence of the big players behind the scenes. But let's say you've got this little company going, and you're doing fairly well at it, and you want to expand. And so you float paper to finance an expansion or something like that. And the broker that has to find money to go behind that paper will go to some other broker, and they'll maybe connect up with one of Al Gore's corporations, or they'll pick up a Rothschild subsidiary, or they'll pick up somebody else in the mix. And so here you are producing an all organically grown cotton shirt and hand stitched buttons that don't fall off in the first time you wash them and that sort of thing, and you're marketing it, and everybody feels wonderful because they're walking around in your cotton shirts. But at the same time, lurking in the background, you've got the Rockefeller, you know, funds and supporting you, or somebody else like that. And then the same thing works with groups. You form a group. Maybe you're a group that's anti-something. I don't want to name any of the groups because I don't know what their downside potentials may be. But let's say it's just XYZ group of homeowners or property owners. And you form a group, and you're opposed to something, or you're for something. And you become successful. It won't take long, but you will be basically given an opportunity to expand your outreach, to bring up websites and have a broadcast or something. Someone's going to finance you. And if you track the money upward from there, you'll find that some of your members and your financial sources are coming from the same groups, perhaps, that you're fighting. And so the idea of pluralism is so, so powerful. And yet, at the same time, we little lambs, operating in good faith and trust and love, get dialogued into these things. And then, of course, when it comes time to control your group, you just have to step out from behind the curtain and show who's been feeding your group, and then you just fall quickly in line. And maybe your chairman or your chairperson will be voted out, and one of the corporation persons will take your place. And so the things changed. The Ford Foundation, Ford started out real good, and then they got taken over by the same entity. So there's all of that in this mix as well.
Right. And a lot of those in fact, that's how I got the first book that I ran across when I was researching Maurice Strong. I couldn't find a lot of information on him, and it was a book written by Elaine Dewar. It was called The Cloak of Green. And I didn't even know what I was looking at when I first started reading it, but by the time I was through, I had no idea how huge Canada was into the non-governmental organizations and how they were being utilized to go into countries and take them, subvert those governments under auspices of being a philanthropic organization. In other words, when you're going out there and passing out all these vaccinations around the world supposedly to prevent disease, you might have to start digging a layer or two deeper to find out there may be another agenda there. And I'm finding that in so many things, and it's really kind of sad because most of us have tried to be positive and think of things, you know, the good of people and that sort. But unfortunately, it has been the rotten ones that have always seemed to have found a way to override us. And because we want to look for the good nature in man. And right now, what's overridingly taken over this world has been those who have, that want to do an agenda of eugenics and control, and it's a sick mind. It's a sick group that has taken over. They've inbred themselves to the point that is the worst of the worst has now come to power.
Well, there's a pathology involved in all of this, you know, and if we fail to recognize that, folks, we fail, you know, miserably, because there's a pathological liars, there are pathological murderers, there are pathological thieves. They exist amongst us, and unfortunately, even out of our schools and even out of our churches, we breed more and more of them. And so with every generation, we have more of this pathology that's coming in us and amongst us. And so when we go out and champion a cause, you're right, we come out in peace and love, if you will, in the goodness of our hearts and for the, you know, the sake of the country or for our communities. Even that word, you know, needs a little definition. But when we come out and we're championing the cause for our children, our grandchildren, looking for a better and brighter and more free future for them, we lose when we fail to realize that the other side, if you will, if we were to go A, B here, which is really not necessary, they're everywhere, but the other side has a pathological sickness. It's almost an insanity, if you will. And when people start to get the woof of power, when people start to get the sense of control, when they start to come within the proximity of power, if they have that pathological trait, if they can, if you can look in their eyes, if you can talk to them, if you can sense a little bit of greediness in them, a little bit of mirth, if they slap a dog or slap a child or slap their wife or slap their husband, if they have that little trait in there and you can sense it, then you can begin to feed it. And if you can feed it, eventually, folks, you can control it. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And you know, Melody, we just tie our kites, on, our strings onto whatever kite we've got, and we've gone a lot of interesting places in this broadcast, and certainly there's much room for further exposition in future broadcasts. Before we run out of time, and I hate to run a guest right up to the last minute so that they feel crowded trying to tell people how to get a hold of them, let's take just a couple of minutes right now and let the audience know again about your broadcast, your website, things that might be coming up. Interviews that you have planned, and then we'll go back in and close out the broadcast.
Well, it's KHENLPFM radio in Salida, Colorado, and it's on the internet. It's KHEN.org, KHEN.org, and there's a spot there on there to link to my website with all the archives, which is www.givemesometruth.info, www.givemesometruth.info, and I've had probably 60 or 70 different people that I've interviewed. Next Tuesday night is going to be Alan Watt, and then I've got Chris Emery and BZ Lawton from the Oak, who've been involved in the investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing, and then in the week after that I've got Terry Hall with the Trans-Texas Corridor and Jerome Corsi, and then after that I had one with Chris Horner that has been debunking the global warming, and so I try to cover a lot of different aspects, but one of the main ones has been this Agenda 21, and I would like to see people go out there and start asking anybody that they know, and particularly leadership people, if they know what Agenda 21 is, because you will find that even those that are purporting to understand what the New World Order is don't know what Agenda 21 is. And this is the blueprint for the takeover of this country from the inside. It is tied to our cities. Every aspect of our government is tied to an Agenda 21 framework. anywhere from Council of Governments to IGAs, International, but every aspect of our government is tied to it in some form or fashion, or they're having to meet the criteria of an Agenda 21 setup. So it is really imperative that we become aware that the barbarians are inside the gate.
Absolutely, and that it would be one thing, folks, if this was a national program or if this was a federal program. It'd be one thing if it was a state program. It would be one thing if it was coming from your local university, because then we could focus our attention, you know, and just stomp it out, just put everything we've got into it and just stomp it out. Unfortunately, it's bigger than that. It's much bigger than that. The week right now, G20 meeting, they're in there looking at being able to free up billions of new dollars to be able to finance in the developing countries more aspects of Agenda 21, more different parts of this puzzle. They're doing capacity building. They're doing infrastructure building. They're basically tying up this Gordian knot. We find ourselves within inside that Gordian knot. We need to untie that Gordian knot right where we are, right where we are. And when we just look at this thing, as I like to say, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, in our cities, our counties, in our states, because that is where we can actually have an impact, and 10, 15, 20 people working in unison can actually deflect. It's like a judo move. This is a beast system. It's huge. It's international. It's transnational. It's global. And it has a tremendous amount of weight, and when it comes on you, folks, you won't be able to just punch it in the nose and make it fall down, but with the expertise of a judo master, you can use its momentum and you can use its weight and you can deflect it and you can roll it onto the ground and then you can pounce on it like all the little Lilliputians going up against Gulliver. But this is one of the places where we can be more effective, and I applaud you, Melody, because right there in your area, you've got people on the ground working. And they're looking at this issue from a greater perspective than just a watershed. And if they can widen the scope, maybe you will be able to block it right there in Salida.
Well, whether we do or not, I mean, because there's a lot going on around the world right now, and it's all going, I mean, we're getting shotgunned with from every aspect. Like you said, the G20 is going on, and then you've got, you look at this thing with the bankers. You've got Henry Paulson, who has been on the board of the Nature Conservancy, the largest landowning organization in the world, and he's fouled the United States Treasury. He's fouled Goldman Sachs. So what do you think he's going to do with the Nature Conservancy? It's going to be tied into this resource grab. You can guarantee that.
Well, the Nature Conservancy is in it, all over it. I mean, they and the Sierra Club, World Wildlife Federation, all of them, some of them, of these groups that have come up, are the largest landowners on the planet Earth, folks. And they were all kinds of specious side deals, whether they come in as conservation easements or as they come in as riparian corridor easements.
They're land trust.
Land trust. Whether they come in under any kind of a color of title, they're in there and they're on your property. The whole idea of a premise and a premise registration where you become the tenant on your own property, and then through rules and regulations, then they hold you to a higher standard of maintenance of your property than you might care to do otherwise. So it's a huge, huge issue. And water is just a part of it. But unfortunately, water is so vital that in the bigger cities, let's say in Denver, for instance, or in Springfield, Missouri, or St. Louis, or Kansas City, there really are millions of people, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who will need to eat, who will need to drink water, who will beg for a drink of water, who will do anything for another scrap of food. And we're getting to a point now, Melody, where water resources and water supplies are starting to be so controlled that someone might just be able to shut off the spigot, And you okay, go ahead, jump in.
Well, I was going to say, at the Davos meeting, I kept hearing them talking about how there's, you know, the lack of water. Well, there really isn't any less water now than there ever was on the planet. But the thing is I kept looking at, why do they keep saying that? And then I was looking at these deep underground drilling machines, and I'm going, now, if I was going to control water, I would want it to be where it wouldn't evaporate, where I could control every drop. And that's when I started looking at on the internet. And this is this is the time to be doing any kind of research. You've never had a time in history like right now to start to look for anything that the information is out there, to sit there and discredit the internet. Yeah, there's bad information out there, but I'll tell you, you've never had your hands on information like there has been at this point in time. And so I found Gaddafi doing these deep underground rivers, and that would be so incredible to be able to transport water all over. They want to get rid of the dams. They don't want us to deal with the watersheds at all because they want to control it in under the ground. There's oceans deep into the earth that they're eyeing that are fresh water. That they want to control every aspect of water.
Well, because they can sell it. It's, to them, it's blue gold. You know, when I got my first issue of the Green Cross Optimist magazine sent to me by Mikhail Gorbachev, and we read in there that it's considered as blue gold. And if you think about it, people, you know, your gold and your silver, and the Bible says, you know, you're going to throw your gold and your silver in the street. That's really talking about idols made out of gold and silver. But when you think about the impact of getting people, first of all, to be afraid of water, to fear it. Don't drink this. You better filter that water. You don't drink that water. Don't drink out of that mud puddle.
Don't
collect the rainwater. Oh my God, you can't collect it. You're damaging the aquifer, you greedy person. Stay away from that water. Don't drink that. No, the only place you can get your water is from us, and we're selling it. And so step in line. It's the same thing they did with gasoline and diesel and kerosene, coal oil, fuel oil, stove oil, coal itself. Lumber, timber, paper, all of it.
Now they're trying to sell us on the recycled water, so the toilet to tap to table, and so that they can use, because they're extracting resources is a huge, huge user of water, and so it'll go to the commercial interest before it'll go to the people's interest.
Absolutely, and it'll be trucked all over the world. Folks, when they go in and do these confined animal feeding operations, and they suck up thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of water and put it into the birds. When they take the birds away, that water goes away from the area. That water is not going to recharge your aquifer. That water gets transported, and it might wind up as a frozen chicken in China. Anyway, we're just about out of time, Melody. I surely do appreciate and thank you for coming on and sharing this knowledge with our audience. And I look forward to a time, hopefully soon, that we'll be able to have you back and we can go into this deeper and let people understand that water everywhere, and not a drop to drink, and it's all by design. Thank you so much, Melody.
And thank you.
All right. Okay, bye. Folks, we're just about there, and we'll see you again tomorrow or Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye for now.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.